I'll put it this way. Given what we knew about the inflation picture, even before the crisis,
Yeah.
I'd be like, I thought the rate cuts last year were a mistake. Now, if your target is 2%, if your target's 3%, that's okay.
Yeah.
Right? But if you're saying your target is 2%,
Which it still officially is.
yeah, we know it is. Like, and literally, I think it was the Chicago Federal Reserve board member, the president, Austin Goolsbee, I saw him on a video clip of him the other day saying, we are never changing that. It's 2%. We need to get inflation back to 2%. You've run above 3%. No, above two. You've run at 3% PCE over the last 3 years, even after 2022.
Yeah.
The next 2 years, and it's not going back to 2% anytime soon. Like, of course, now this energy shock is going to flow through. Then we have the AI-related bottlenecks, and services still look fairly hot. Inflation is not going down to 2%. It's like, okay, so what do you do about that? You do one of two things with your central bank. You say, you know what, the target is 3%. They're not going to do that. Or they say, we are going to raise rates by a lot to get inflation back to 2%. They're not going to do it. Not in the US. That's not happening with this Fed. And then, which means, and I can share a chart showing where we have PCE inflation relative to 3 month yields. 3 month yields sort of capture the policy rate anyway, and comparing that to the 1970s, right? And I'm not a huge fan of comparing things to the 1970s. We're in a very different place. And I compare PCE because CPI, one problem is you've seen those dual spike inflation charts, right? CPI, the methodology has changed. I mean, for one thing, in the 70s and early 80s, CPI had even mortgage rates in it. So when Paul Volcker raised interest rates, it actually sent inflation CPI higher because mortgage rates went down, right? So it was almost like big. But I think PCE is more comparable across time, and I'll share that chart with you. And I put the 3 month yield on top of it because what you see is up until the mid to 77, 78, yeah, the Fed was probably not as tight as they wanted to be. I mean, in 1974, 75, as inflation came down, the Fed took their foot off the brakes, proverbial economic brake, which is interest rates. And then inflation didn't come back to where it was before, in the early 1970s. It stayed elevated or 4, 5, 6%. And then we got another shock. And then, boom, everything went up again. Then Paul Volcker had to take rates to 10, 15, 20% to get it down. Then we got a recession. So my thing is, I mean, I'm not saying the Fed needs to take, inflation or interest rates to 10% or anything like that. But, maybe rates have to be higher than 3.5%. Maybe it needs to be 4.5% for some time to, or even 5%, or maybe 6% to get it down. But they're not doing that, which means if they're holding steady right now while inflation's going up, what's happening? Policy is basically getting looser
Yeah, I was just going
implicitly.
to ask, like, what happens to real rates from here on out? I mean, I see the possibility for them to go down, which would be positive equities,
Positive
positive.
equities, positive gold, right? Like, if the implied policy rate is getting looser, right? That's a positive, especially over the short term for equities. It's very positive for gold. I mean, what hurts gold, right? Higher real rates. And we saw that during this crisis. The crisis at February 27th, 28th is when the war started. And then real rates saw a big surge. What was the asset class that got hit the most over the next 4 weeks? Broad asset class. I mean, not the sub-industries and things like that. Gold. Gold got really hit because real rates went up a lot, right? But now real rates are taking it easy. Gold's rallying. Again, it goes back to the idea that inflation's picking up. The Fed hasn't had an inflation problem before the pandemic, but they're keeping rates steady. In fact, some of the new governor incoming chair, Kevin Warsh, is probably thinking about cutting rates. I mean, which is fine. Like, it is what it is. I mean, we have to manage money based on what policymakers do. Nobody's listening to me. Like, it doesn't matter what I think, I would do in their position, right? That's a whole different thing. There are other pressures and all sorts of things on central banks. I get it. But I think policy is loose. That's a tailwind for equities, in addition to deficits for the reasons I mentioned. Deficits flow into profits. I think that's another tailwind for equities, right? And I think the AI bottleneck leads to inflation. But inflation's other side is margin expansion. So equities, what equities are doing today, the S&P 500, I'm looking at my other screen here, it's 7,133, new high. It's up 1.3%. This is April 17th, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of makes sense.